Maraming salamat. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to my nanay and to my daughter. 3 birthdays in one day. Yon. Salamat. 81 na si nanay, 54 ako, and 15 na si AB. To God be the glory for the generations of God's faithfulness in our family. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Good to see you. Sige po, tignan din niyo ang inyong mga katabi. And if you see somebody is new today, just welcome them in Jesus' name. And here in Crossworld, we don't want just you to become friends. We become friends, but we become families in the Lord. Amen. So, we welcome also our dear sister from Crossworld Christian Fellowship, Dartford, London. She is one of the leaders po doon, Sister Heidi Linzaga from Olongapo City, together with her mom, Tita. Galing pa sila ng Olongapo. Malayo man, malapit din. Amen. Praise God. So we welcome all the guests. Ang pagkakataon po na ito ay pakikinig ng salita ng Panginoon. Pero we don't normally, and we don't usually sing along with the video. Pero ngayon po ay special day natin. Kasi we acknowledge na po that everyone is welcome in the family of God, including our little children. Yan. Minsan po tayong naging bata. Tama po ba? So, bago ako mag-share ng Word of God, pwede po bang maglaro muna tayo? Alright. Ang laro natin ay, guess who? Who's this child? Okay, pero ano lang naman, yung taga-Crossworld lang, di kayo maliligaw. So I'm gonna show you a baby picture and you guess who's this child now. Ngayon. Okay, are you ready? Let's have this picture number one. Sino to? Siya po ay si... Next slide. Reg Alviento. They are now in Chaong. Tama po ba? And yan, happy birthday din to Ate Reg on Feb 23. Ready na ba kayo sa second picture? Let's take a look. Sino to? nasa gawing kanan po ninyo at kaliwa ko. Yeah. Let's take a look. Who's this? Yon! Akalain mo yon? Opa! Oh, diba? And next picture. Yan. Parang napakalungkot ng batang ito. Sino ba to? Ate Kelly, you are right. Ayan, at dami talaga, hindi nagkaiba eh, no? Pero ngayon po ay masiyahin na si Kelly. Okay, masayahin na siya. Eh, okay, next picture. Yeah! Sino kaya itong pa-cute na to? Ha? Who's this? Tingnan natin kung si Patrick yan. Yon! Alright, very recent ang picture. Last week lang, hindi excited. That's Patrick. Ang cute. Okay, next slide. Ayan. Ito, medyo mahirap. Kasi baby pa eh. Taas ang kamay. Sino to? Sino nagsasabing si Ate Shelo to? Next picture. Yeah. It's Ate Shelo. Wow, no? Ang ganda. Next slide. Handa pa ba kayo? Ayan. Sino kaya to? May kamukha to dun eh, sa nursery room. Sino to? Sino na kasi po? CJ ba to? Tingnan natin. Yo! Naku, ang kamukha pala ni Isaac, si CJ, si Daddy CJ. Okay, ready pa ba kayo? Konti na lang to. Next slide. Yan. Pang field day talaga ang beauty. Sino to? Ha? Lakas niyo po. Sino hula ninyo? Active yung nandito eh. O dito po, sino to? Tita May, lakaya nga ikaw. yan? Oh. Yon. Actually, hindi po talaga senior si Ate May. Dancer po talaga yan. Okay, next slide. Meron pa yan. Yan. Ito. Ano na to? Difficult round. Sino kaya ito? He is a silent leader but an active leader, of course. Sino kaya ito? Any guess? Nandiyan po? Nandito po siya. Walang guess? Okay, let's take a look who's this. Oh! Kuya Eds! Oh, diba? Grabe naman. Alright. Okay, konti na lang. Tingnan natin. Ako ba? Kahula pa kayo. Next slide, who's this? Yan. Sino kaya yung cute na batang yan? Okay. Let's take a look at the next slide. Yo. Cute na cute nung bata. Nung lumaki, cute pa din. Ang lakas ng tao. Wow. Alright ka. Cute. Okay, next slide. Yan. Sino kaya yan? Tapa-ching-ching. Sino yan? O, mahirap hulaan, no? O, sino yan? O, sige na nga. Guess! Who's this? Wala? O, sige. Siret, let's reveal! Hello? Ako po yan. O, di ba kamukha ako? Puro pisngi. Alright. And, next picture. Let's guess. Who's this? We know it all, and let us reveal the answer. Palakpakan po natin. Ayan, thank you. Wow, sabi nga kanina, ang sarap maging bata. At ang tanong, masaya kayang balikan ang inyong pagkabata? Ayan. So, sana po makita namin ang mga baby pictures ninyo, growing up pictures. And I'm gonna share to you today the topic, A Child to Be. A Child to Be. It is found in Luke chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Let us all stand up as we read the Word of God and with no po excitement to learn from this message, A Child to Be. Tayo po ay nasa series ng Book of Luke, and medyo topical po tayo in a way na, yes, it's within the Book of Luke, pero we pick the topic per Sunday, so it's not by chapter. So we go now with Luke 18, 15 to 17. Tayo pong lahat ay magbasa. Next slide. Let's all read, go. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." The Lord bless the reading of His Word. Tayo po'y manalangin. Aming Diyos, aming Ama, kami po'y nagpupuri at nagpapasalamat sa isang tahanan na ipinagkaloob mo sa amin na sa tuwing Linggo, Panginoon, kami sama-samang umaawit, nagsasayaw, at nagpipiging sa iyong mga salita. Ngunit ang dalangin namin, Panginoon, tulungan mo kaming makita ang aming mga sarili sa harapan ng iyong mga salita. At mula sa iyong mga kamay at makapangyariang haplos ay mabago kami. At kami, Panginoon, ay tunay na maging karapat-dapat sa iyong harapan. Ito ang aming pagsamo at dalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. Makakaupo na po tayong lahat. So, the title of this message is A Child to Be. All right. Alam niyo po ba na yung Luke 18, 15 to 17, yung binasa po natin, yung Madalas nating marinig na mga katagang, "Let the little children come to me, says the Lord." Ito po'y accounted sa tatlong aklat ng Gospels. Na po, meron pong apat na Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At alam niyo po, ang mga talatang ito ay naitala sa Matthew and Mark together with Luke. Let's take a look at the comparison. Na po. At kung makikita natin dito, lahat dito binanggit yung salitang people were bringing children to Jesus. So people were also bringing babies. People brought little children. People were bringing little children to Jesus. So ang gandang tignan na pare-pareho, no po, sa accounts na ito, na talaga pong dinala ng mga tao ang mga bata sa Panginoon. For what purpose? Ang sabi doon sa Matthew chapter 19 verse 13 at sa Luke, no po, sa Matthew, ang sinabi doon, "For him to place his hands on them and pray for them." Wow, so may purpose naman pala eh. May purpose yung pagdala ng mga tao na ito, primarily siguro mga magulang, no po, ng mga maliliit na bata sa Panginoon. For them, for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. Makita rin natin dito yung sa Matthew is bringing babies. And then sa Luke is bringing babies. And then sa Matthew is little children. And then sa Mark, little children. Pero pare-pareho sila, binigyan nila ng pakahulugan at ng purpose for him to place his hands on them. And kay Matthew, binanggit yung to pray for them. No, ang gandang tingnan. So siguro ganun din tayo kung may mga magulang dito na knowing and hearing Jesus would come along and talaga pong wow, sino ba si Jesus? Talaga po nagpapagaling, nagtuturo at wow, talagang ano siya, sikat siya nung panahon na yon. And he did miracles, no? At talagang gusto natin din ay mahaplos ang mga bata. So we see here the text, no po, nakita natin yung konteksto na pare-pareho, no, na mayroong pagde-describe ng mga disciples na ito na talagang ang Panginoong Jesus, no po, ang mga bata ay inilapit nila sa Panginoong Jesus. And now we see the tone, yung tono ng kwento. Sabi dito, yung people bringing, no, siguro talagang ang saya, kagaya kanina. No, talagang merong sigawan na hindi naman yung nagwawala, pero yung excitement na sigaw, and talaga po, everybody wants to get close and closer with the Lord. People are excited. Yung mga adults, they are excited to bring the children to Him. Pero we see here not only the tone, but also the tension. So let's take a look at the tension. Verse 15. Sabi niya, people were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. Grabe, no? So we see here the tension. Everybody say with me, tension. Tension. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng tension? Nagkaroon ng kaibahan ng senaryo. So everybody's excited, no? Everyone is running to Jesus. Siguro yung iba nakikipag-squeezin para lang talaga mapalapit sa Panginoong Jesus. But, no, when the disciples saw this, yung bringing of the little children to Jesus, they rebuked them. They rebuked them. Pagka po sinabing rebuked, ay ni-reprimand, pinigilan, sinagkaan. Kumbaga po ay tawag natin dito ay Howie Boys. Paano naging Howie Boys ang mga disciples, no? So why would the disciples have rebuked people from bringing infants to Jesus? No? So nirebuke nila yung mga may dala na mga bata sa Panginoong Jesus. Wala po, hindi malinaw sa Biblia, in all accounts, no po, Matthew, Mark, Luke, hindi po nila binanggit yung dahilan bakit nila pinigilan o rebuke o hininder ang mga tao sa pagdadala ng mga bata sa Panginoong Jesus. Siguro ang meron lang tayo ngayon ay assumptions. parang akalain na lang natin. Para siguro nga, ayaw nilang ma-interrupt si Jesus, no? Bakit? Kasi tingin nila yung mga bata ay abala lang. Or kaya, no, first time it happened. First time ito nagyari, so hindi tayo oriented. Hindi sila na-orient. So, o kaya naman, nagmamadali sila. So, marami tayong kaya naman lang, o kaya naman assumptions. Pero huwag na tayo mag-jump into conclusion. Kung anong dahilan, bakit ni-rebuke na mga disciples ang mga tao sa pagdadala sa Panginoong Jesus. Ngunit, sa Mark chapter 10, verse 14, ang action na ito ay obviously hindi maganda. Ang pag-rebuke doon sa mga tao sa pagdadala sa Panginoong Jesus ay obviously hindi maganda. Sa paanong paraan natin ito makita? Sabi sa Mark 10:14, when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. So nung nakita ng Panginoong Jesus na hinawi ng mga disciples, yung mga tao sa pagdadala ng mga bata sa Panginoon, hinarangan nila, nirebuke nila, binawalan nila. Hindi natin alam ang bakit. Hindi natin alam anong nasa isip ng mga disciples. Pero nireveal sa Bible ngayon na hindi ito nagustuhan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen ba? Nakita natin to. He was indignant. Ibig sabihin, naggalit siya. Naggalit siya. Kaya sinabi niya, but Jesus called the children. Tinawag niya yung mga bata to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. Wow. This is a beautiful illustration of Jesus' love and acceptance of children. Ang sarap tingnan at sarap pagmasdan na sa mga kwento ng mga nauna, no, nakikita natin kung paano humihinto si Jesus sa mga may karamdaman na mga adults na, kung paanong humihinto siya sa mga manggagawa at siya ay nangangaral, kagaya ng hiniram niya ang bangka ni Pedro at siya ay nag-preach. Siya ay humihinto sa mga kwentuhan sa loob ng tahanan, right? Pero ang Panginoong Jesus ay huminto rin at mismong siya ang tumawag sa mga bata, halika kayo, tara, lapit kayo. There is love and acceptance of everyone in the arms of Jesus. So Jesus encourages the bringing of children to Him. At sa kwento na ito, no po, makikita po natin ang dalawang movements that we can adopt from this situation. Na sana rin po ito yung maging lakad at atin pong maging movement as a church. As Jesus na po welcomes the little children, number one movement is the bringing of children to Jesus. Everybody say with me, bringing. Tandaan niyo po yan ha, the bringing of children to Jesus. This is an action word. Sabi niya dito, let the children come to me. And from the top na po nakita ng Panginoong Jesus, verse 15, people were also bringing babies to Jesus. Those in the nursery room, hello! Kasama yung mga anak ninyo. Dinala din ng mga magulang ang kanilang mga babies. So, people were also bringing babies to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them. So, remember, this is also God's mandate to parents. Tignan po natin sa Proverbs 22 verse 6. Kabisado natin itong lahat. Everybody, read this with me. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you see here, no, nung siguro itong Proverbs 22 verse 6, marami na rin ang nakakaalam nung panahon na yon, na talagang kailangan nilang i-train ang kanilang mga bata. At ito na yung pagkakataon na, wow, Jesus is here and talaga pong nagpapagaling siya, tumutulong siya. Eh bakit hindi natin ilalapit ang ating mga anak sa kanya? So we see here even the babies and the little ones na po ay atin pong mandate ito na pagdala sa Panginoon. So how do we see the bringing of children to Jesus. Number one, start early. Start early. Train up a child. Everybody say with me, a child. Train up a child. Yung mga tao noon, dinadala nila even the babies. So sa Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way you should go. A child in developmental learning po, ay patungkol po ito, nasasakop po ang edad na ito ng 12 years old below. So sa developmental learning, ay ang bata daw po, yung child na term, ay edad 12 pababa. So sila po ay nasa Sunday school, nasa nursery room. Ngunit, ayon po sa Republic Act number 9344, ang age daw po ng bata dito sa Pilipinas, Republic Act number 9344, it defines that a child is someone under 18 years old. So, sino po dito ang 17 and below? Raise your hand. 17 and below. 17 and below. Kayo daw po ay tinuturing dito sa Pilipinas na bata. Child. Medyo delayed ba learning dito sa Philippines? Kasi sa developmental learning in general, 12 years old pababa. So let's give it a note for us, kasi mga Pilipino tayo. So pagka nakakita tayo ng 17 years old down, below, bata yon. They need Jesus. Amen? They need the Lord. It is a reminder that early childhood, when we start early, it reminds us that early childhood is a critical time. Everybody say with me, critical. Pag po sinabing critical, 50-50. Tama po ba ako? Sa medical term, pagka po sinabing critical, 50-50. 50-50, ibig sabihin 50 chance to live, 50 chance to die. It goes the same when we see a child, when we have little children, 12 years old and below, 17 years old and below, dito sa Pilipinas, critical yung age nila. Susunod sa Lord o hindi susunod sa Lord, ang decision making nandun sa, critical decision making nasa age range na ito. Therefore, the first did not stop from saying, train up a child, no? O train up a child, o a child lang. Bigyan natin ng description yung child. Kasi sinabi dito, start early to train. That's number two. Letter B, start early to train. At pagka daw po sinabi natin yung word na train sa Hebrew, madali lang daw po, hanak. Parang anak talaga, no? Hanak. Meaning, to teach. To dedicate. To consecrate and inaugurate. Wow! So if you have a disciple pala, no, ang edad din niya ay 17 and below, kung meron ka palang anak na 17 and below, kung meron kang kapatid na 17 and below, o kung ikaw ay 17 and below ngayon, na po, we need to be in the movement of being trained. Ang sabi dyan, turuan. At hindi lang turuan, ialay, i-dedicate. Ako po'y nabinyagan sa Katoliko. At alam niyo po ba, ang pangalan ko ay Felicitas. At iisa lang po ang ninang ko. At ang pangalan din po ng ninang ko ay Felicitas. Pero napakaganda po nung ninang ko na yun. Talagang when I look at her, talagang ina-admire ko po siya. Wow! Pero ang sabi dito, dedicate. Nung 12 years old po ako, nanay, 12 years old ako noon, nagpipreach po yung bishop, yung pastor. Sabi ko sa nanay ko, nanay, gusto ko yun, gusto ko pumunta doon. Kasi may mga didededicate na mga bata. Pinadedicate ako ng nanay ko. Ang dami kong ninong at ninang. I was 12 years old. And I can still remember how the pastor touched my head and how the pastor prayed for me. hindi ko po maalala yung mga salita, hindi ko na malaman kung ano yung mga words, but one thing I remembered that time, para po akong niyakap ng Diyos. And I was really raised up na po with a heart for mission beginning that day. Wala na po akong ibang iniisip sa buhay ko, sa paglaki ko, kung hindi ang maglingkod sa Panginoon. The story back then, after that, ayun na po, umaawit na po ako sa church. Talaga pong tumutula ako. At age 13, I started teaching Sunday school. So dedicate. Parents, have you dedicated your children to the Lord? Natatakot marahil tayo kasi baka tawagin ng Lord sa pagmimisyon. But I always say to Kuya June Sorteza and Ate Tess Sorteza, wow, I'm so blessed sa inyo, mga kapatid, kasi you have a son in the Bible school. Grabe, yung paglilingkod ng inyo pong anak sa Panginoon, talagang ibinigay ninyo ang inyong anak sa Diyos, and that's really wonderful. Consecrate. Consecrate, ibig sabihin, iset apart. Nandito tayo sa mundo, but our mind na po ay pwedeng ihulma ng mga bagay sa mundo. But as we train our children to the Lord, ibig sabihin, you consecrate them, you set apart them from the world, and you give them the Lord in their lives, so that they can see how the Lord sees the world and respond to the world as how God wants them to. And then sabi doon, inaugurate. Inaugurate. Ibig sabihin, you celebrate. You push. Hindi yung pangarap mo sa anak mo. Kung hindi inaugurate mo kung ano yung talent niya, ano yung giftings niya, ano yung skills niya, i-celebrate mo. Ipagdiwang mo. That's inaugurate. And launch her and launch him really to success. Success not in the world, but success in fulfilling his or her purpose in the Lord. Kaya parenting for me, no po, ang pagmamagulang po sa akin ay a sacred calling, really. Yung magkaroon ka ng isang anak, wow, praise the Lord. And talaga po pananagutan natin ito sa Panginoon. And we have four. And we have people in the church. Isa po sa mga anak ko, si Avic. It's really our responsibility to teach, dedicate, consecrate, and inaugurate them. It is God commanding the parents to train up a child. Let's take a look anong background nito. Deuteronomy 6:6-8. Who are the parents here? Can you raise your hand? Dapat daw po memory verse natin ito. All the parents in the house, read this, Deuteronomy 6:6-8. At ang lahat ng gustong magka-baby, sumigaw ng amen. Amen. And let's all together read. Go. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Do you remember this? Nung tumawid na po, tatawid na ang mga Israelita doon sa Promised Land, finally. Wow, praise God. At ang sabi sa kanila ni Moses, to the fathers in the nation, and these words I command you, fathers, mga tatay. Sa kanila po unang ipinagkatiwala ang pangangaral at paghahayag ng salita ng Diyos sa kanilang tahanan. So primarily is to train our children by the Word of God. What is our curriculum in teaching the children? The Bible. It's the Word of God. Nagkakaiba-iba po tayo sa pamantasan. At nagkakaiba-iba tayo sa uri ng ating paaralan. May public, may private, may semi-private. No po? At meron tayong mga homeschooling and in-house or kaya naman po talagang on-site schooling, regular schooling. Pero alam niyo po, what equalizes us in the training of our children is the Word of God. Now it says here, ano po yung makikita ninyong utos sa mga magulang? Sige po, sabihin niyo po. Number one, ano nakikita niyo? Tama po yung sagot niyo. Ano po yun? Teach. Teach it. Sabi doon, you shall teach diligently to your children. Ano po yung inangkop na salita doon sa pagtuturo? Sabi doon, not just to teach your children, but to teach, everybody say it, diligently. May kasipagan. Pagka po sinabing kasipagan, tuloy-tuloy, araw-araw. And then not only that, ano po yung command? Teach and then talk. Tama po. Ang sabi dito, you shall teach diligently to your children and shall talk of them. Shall talk of them. Kailan nyo daw po pag-uusapan ng salita ng Diyos? When you sit, when you walk, when you lie down, and when you rise. Wow! Ibig sabihin, you teach about it sincerely. Pero alam niyo po yun, alam na natin yun eh. Teach it diligently, talk about it sincerely, pero how? Paano nga ba? And binigay ng verse kung paano. The foundational na maituturo mo ito ng may kasipagan, maisasabi mo ito ng may katotohanan kung. Kung. Let's read the first phrase. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You take it first, personally. That's why it's difficult for us, parents, to teach diligently, to talk about it sincerely. Why? Because you never taken it personally. Ikaw muna. Ikaw muna. Mahalin mo yung salita ng Diyos. Pahalagahan mo yung salita ng Diyos. Basahin mo yung salita ng Diyos. At talaga pong isapamuhay ang salita ng Diyos. And therefore, when you see your children, you can teach it from the Word, by your heart. You can talk about it because it is true to you. So we are to be dedicating our children to the Lord not only in the church services in the Sunday school, but on a day-to-day dedication to the training in the way of the Lord. Day by day. Take advantage of opportunities to teach our children while they are young. Number three, start early to train in the way he should go. Mayroon daw po palang daan na dapat doon natin i-usher, i-inaugurate, i-train, i-dedicate, i-consecrate ang ating mga anak. There's a pathway. There's a pathway. And this pathway is the way that he should go. And that is the Word of God. Sabi dito, dedicate our children by pledging our children to grow in God's ways. God's ways. Not my way, others' way, but God's way. Therefore, I recommend po, there are four things that we need to have as parents. And those who are disciples who are here. Alam niyo po, dito sa church, I'm so amazed kung paano po yung mga singles natin. Mga young people, they are trying to take care of another child or a group of children, or they are taking care of the youth group. No, nawala naman silang karanasan. Kasi experience is not our, ano po eh, yung, kumbaga parang, what do you call that? Mag-mark ka sa atin para mag-qualify sa atin. No, but our journey with the Word of God day by day. So even you are young people, even you are a single, you can take care of the young ones. Okay? Because it is not by your experience lang na, parang, oh, naranasan ko na, therefore, dahil may naranasan ako, ibibigay ko sa'yo. It is only by your encounter with the Lord each day that makes you really, no po, a reliable leader, reliable parent. So, balik tayo. I would like to make a proposal sa inyo pong lahat as parents and disciple makers. Four things to have. Number one, compass. Parenting tools. Magkaroon po tayo ng compass. Compass is pointing the little ones. Pointing the children to God. Everybody say God. Pointing them to God alone. Not to you, but pointing God, but pointing them to God. And when they look at you, pag tumingin naman sila sa iyo, sana makita naman nila sa iyo ang Diyos. That's compass. And when they are lost, babalik at babalik mo sila sa North Point. Everybody say with me, North Point. The North Point is God. That's the basic. Kapag naliligaw ka na, hanapin mo yung North Point and then you can see now kung saan ka pupunta next. And the North Point of our life is God. In His Word, huminto ka, hanapin mo ang kanyang pagsubaybay sa'yo. And capture yun po yung kanilang mga attention. Capture ninyo ang kanilang attention to the bigness and the greatness of the Lord through your life's testimonies. Number two, parenting tool is magnifying lens. Gumagamit pa po ba tayo nito? O ito po, doble vista na. So you can see things clearly, right? But parents, we need to fire the imagination of our children. Kapag kami mga tanong sila, sagutin natin the way we refer to the Word of God. Kung hindi naman natin alam, sabihin natin, sabay natin itong tuklasin. But nevertheless, fire their imagination. Look at what is possible in God. Ituon mo sila doon sa presensya ng Diyos, sa kalakihan ng Diyos, sa kagandahan ng Diyos. Mayroon pong isang bata, nagtanong siya sa kanyang tatay. Sabi niya, Dad, what is the size of God? Dad, what is the size of God? And tumingin po yung tatay niya sa sky at itinuro po ng tatay yung eroplano. Sabi nung tatay dun sa anak niya, Anak, son, what is the size of the plane over there in the sky? What is the size of the plane? Ang sagot po ng bata, oh, it's very small. I can hardly see it. Then the father took his son to the airport. Dinala niya ang anak niya sa airport. And as they approached the plane, sabi ng tatay niya sa kanya, Now, my son, how big is the plane? Sabi ng bata, Wow, Dad, it's huge. Very huge. And then the father told him, God's size in your life depends on how close you are to Him. Ang layo ng eroplano nung una, kaya ang tingin ng bata ang liit. Pero nung inilapit na ng tatay yung bata sa eroplano, Wow! Ang laki! God's size in your life depends on how close or how far you are to Him. Bottom line, the closer you are to Him, the greater and greater He will be in your life. Do you have magnifying lens? Parents, do you bring your children close and closer to God? Pag ba nakita kanila, mayroon bang pagkakamukha natin, ng pagkakamukha ng Diyos sa atin. Number three is staff. We are all shepherds of our children. As God shepherds us, we need also to shepherd the little ones. It is to redirect their enthusiasm. We give them the guidance. We give them direction. And sana yung mga anak natin, they allow us to give them words of advice, counsel, before they do things, before they enter into another stage of life. Na po talagang kultura na sa pamilya ang umupo at mag-usap at manalangin. Huwag munang gumawa ng desisyon hanggat hindi ito napapanalangin ng mabuti. Staff. Number four is anchor. We need this. This is to deepen their foundation in the Word of God. This is my favorite topic, no, with our youngest, Abriel. She's 15, teenage year. At talaga pong nasa developmental task po niya ang peer pressure. The more friends you have, the more you feel you are okay. The lesser people you have, the lesser involvement you have, the lesser thing you see about yourself. Parang ang liit-liit ng sarili mo. Ang mga teenagers, napakanipis sa mga salita. So, laging nakatingin sa sasabihin ng tao, laging nakasandig dun sa approval ng mga tao, acceptance sa school, and achievements. And I always go back to the anchor. Anak, when you yield yourself, pagka sumandal ka sa isang tao, this person will also experience hardship in life and may tendency siya to fall away. At dahil nakasandig ka sa kanya, pagbagsak niya, babagsak ka din. Achievements, these are all important but not really the whole thing about your life. May mga panahon mag-a-achieve ka, may mga panahon hindi. May mga panahon na marami kang answered prayers, may mga panahon na no. Pag doon nakaangkla ang buhay mo sa mga favorable things in your life at hindi na favorable ang bagay sa iyo, then you will easily fall. What you need to have is the anchor. You need to have the Bible. Because there is only one thing that would last forever and it will never change. Of course, God and His Word. Hindi mo pa pwedeng paghiwalayin ng Diyos at ang Kanyang salita. And there is only one thing that is certain about the Word of God. It will happen. It will surely happen. Anak, sumandig ka sa Diyos at sa Kanyang mga salita. Anchor. How are you, parents? What are you giving to your children? These things would aid us, would help us train our children in the way they should go. And what is the result? And the result is when he is old, he will not depart from it. He will not depart from it. That's our confidence. Kaya habang bata, habang maliit, habang nasa critical stage, 50-50, ilipat mo doon sa uncritical, hindi na critical, 70-50, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10, up until you are confident that whatever happens, my child knows his or her faith is anchored in the Lord. Amen. This church, ito pong church na ito ay talaga pong committed to bringing little children to the Lord. And we're so blessed, no? Because we have Sunday school. Magti-trivia lang ako ng konti sa inyo. Alam niyo ba yung Sunday school? No po, ay ito po ay sinimula ni Robert Ricks. Noong 1725 to 1811. Sino pong nabuhay na noon? ligtas ang kamay. Paari bang ikwento nyo sa amin? So, ito po ay nangyari sa Inglaterra. Alam nyo daw po, nung panahon na yun, yung tinatawag na Industrial Revolution, ang mga bata ay pinagtatrabaho. At ang oras ng kanilang trabaho ay 12 hours. Imagine niyo po, 12 oras magtatrabaho ang lahat ng bata. At wala ng panahon at wala ng lakas para mag-aral. Alam niyo po ang ginagawa nila? Talagang mula Lunes hanggang Sabado, trabaho, trabaho, trabaho. Linggo lang ang pahinga. Up until there was this man, Robert Riggs. He was a Protestant. Kahilera po niya si Charles and John Wesley in Britain. Alam niyo po, ang ginawa niya, ginather niya ang lahat ng bata noong araw ng Linggo. At ang kanyang objective lang ay turuang magbasa at magsulat. Pero, unti-unti po niyang ini-evangelize ang mga batang ito sa loob po ng 8 taon lamang. 300,000 children attended Sunday school and they got saved. And after this, yung tinatawag na Industrial Revolution, came the Great Revival in Great Britain, in England. So, ang tindi ng ginawa ni Robert Riggs, tinuruan lang niyang magbasa, pero nag-lead ito to Great Revival in England. Mga kapatid, na po, yung Sunday school is not from the church program. Ito po ay nagsimula sa isang puso ng isang lalaki na may pagsunod sa Panginoon nung narinig niya ang mga batang ito'y nangangailangang matuto ng good moral and right conduct. Not only that, to read and to write, he spent time, walang bayad, all by himself. And there's another woman who helped her. And it became an institution. At ito po ay nag-influence sa Amerika. And now, meron tayong Sunday school. Kapatid, bringing children to Jesus. Have you experienced this? Have you experienced or are you going through Proverbs 22 verse 6? Training up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Kamusta po ang pagtingin natin sa children's ministry? Siguro kung magkakaroon tayo ng paanyaya sa children, sa mga ministries, the least that you can involve with is children's ministry. Aba eh bakit? Ay nandoon sa labas, hindi ka makakaawit, hindi ka makakapakinig ng salita ng Panginoon. The least that we can do, the least that we can involve ourselves with ay yung magturo sa mga bata sa CCDC. Naku, yung Saturday na nga lang ang pahinga ko, pupunta pa ako sa CCDC, magtuturo pa ako ng bata. Come here, mga kapatid. Teach reading and writing. Eh sabihin niyo, wala nga akong oras. Wala nga akong lakas. Do you have money? Tumulong po kayo magpatayo ng classroom. Because we are praying that the 6 years old and below children na nasa home base, dito na po sila magde-daycare. At the critical stage, we will be planting seeds of salvation to them. Marami sa CCDC hindi marunong magbasa. O nagbabasa pero hindi ganun, ka-literate. Come here, teach them. Sunday school. Mga mommies, teach the children to Sunday school. Kahit lang once a month. Nung lumalaki ang mga anak ko, you can hardly see me in worship. I was always in the Sunday school. Dumating yung time, doon po na nasa Maristel pa tayo, dito sa kabila. Every Sunday, I teach Sunday school. At nung lumalaki na po yung mga anak ko, nagtuturo pa din ako sa Sunday school. That's how I love looking at them, seeing them growing in the Lord. Ganun ako ka-excited. Kasi hindi laging bata. Imagine niyo po, 17 and below, 17 to 1, 17 years lang yung critical stage. 12 years lang yung critical stage. I need to be there. I should be there. That's my commitment. And I hope, paglaki ng mga anak ko at ngayon po, malaki na, may girlfriend na, bubuo na ng pamilya. Teka lang! Wait lang! Dito ko nakikita, may foundation ba? May foundation ba? So, we see the text, we see the tone of bringing people to shield to Jesus, and we see the tension. And now let's take a look at the twist. Wow, ang sayang tignan! The bringing children to Jesus, and Jesus blessed them and prayed for them. Wow! And ganun din po tayo. Let us bless the children, amen? Let us teach them while they are young. Let's train them up to the Lord, amen? But here's the twist, it's not that all. Sabi ng Panginoon, verse 16 to 17, but Jesus called the little children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. Here is the twist. Everybody read with me. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Wow. You see this? Kakaibang magturo si Lord. May twist. Kapag kaharap mo si Lord, hindi ka mapapanatag. Meron tong kasunod eh. Merong bibitawan si Lord na mas malupit eh. At ito po yun eh. Nakatingin tayo sa bringing children. Wow, nakita natin na the children were blessed by the Lord. Nakita natin, buti nga, napagalitan niyang mga disciples na yan. No? Saya na mangyayari, no? Pero alam niyo, sabi ni Lord, do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this. We've got to learn something from this, from here. For the kingdom of God. Uy, wait. May kingdom ang Diyos. Can you imagine this? May kaharian ang Diyos. At ang kaharian ng Diyos belongs to such as these. The babies, the little children. And anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Anong pinag-uusapan na ngayon? Ano nang pinag-uusapan ngayon? Kaharian. Whew. Papunta ba tayo sa kaharian ng Panginoon? Therefore, after we have learned the bringing of little children, let's come to the second movement. And that is becoming like a child to Jesus. Kwento mo na to. Kanina, gumagawa ka ng kwento para sa iyong anak. Gumagawa ka ng kwento para sa disciple. Pero this time, kwento mo na to sa Diyos. Are we childlike or childish? Tingnan nga po natin to. Ang childlike ba yan? Ang childish muna. Sabi dyan, ang childish daw refers to qualities or behaviors that are immature, irresponsible, or inappropriate for someone's age. 40 years old ka na, nambubuli ka pa. Oh, 35 years old ka na, naglulupasay ka pa. No? And the childish, basahin natin yung childish. Childish pala yun, childlike. Describes positive or endearing qualities or behaviors typical of children. Are you childish or childlike? So nais ng Panginoon, tingnan natin ang kwento na ito. Now, this is about you now, this time. Now, kapag ka po pinag-usapan natin ang mga qualities ng children, how many of us here, siguro pagka nag-survey tayo, and give us the top characteristics of being a child. Anong lalabas? And the survey says, humble. Di ba? Mga ganon. Siguro, the list will go on and on and on. And I cannot give everything here. Kulang yung listahan natin dito, yung space natin to list down all the characteristics. Pero sabi ko, unless you become like this, sabi ng Panginoon, unless you become like a little child, hinanap ko talaga, sabi ko, Lord, unless you become like this, Lord, what's your context of like this? Ano context mo dun sa becoming like a little child? Hindi mo naman binanggit yung specific terms. Hindi naman niya binanggit yung specific characteristics na inisa-isa ni Lord. Ito sabi ni Lord, hanapin mo. And you will see. So open your Bible. Pero nandiyan na po yan sa PowerPoint. Let's take a look. Sabi ng Panginoon in Matthew 19, 1 to 12, pinag-usapan ng divorce. 13 to 15, the little children and Jesus. 16 to 26, the rich and the kingdom of God. Mark 10, pinag-usapan ulit, 1 to 17, divorce. 13 to 16, the little children of Jesus and Jesus. 17 to 31, the rich and the kingdom of God. In Luke 18, yung binabasa po natin, the context, verses 1 to 8, the parable of the persistent widow. Verses 9 to 14, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Verses 15 to 17, the little children and Jesus. Verses 18 to 30, the rich and the kingdom of God. Sabi ni Lord, di ba nandyan? Di ba nandyan yung characteristics? So, ang binabanggit ko po sa inyo kanina, if we want to become like little children, ang dami nating pwedeng sabihin na characteristics, right? Pero we do not want to lose the opportunity of looking unto the heart of Jesus from the context. Everybody say with me, context. From the context of the story. And we can know the context of the story from the text above and the text below. You see here? Nasa gitna, the little children and Jesus. Ano ang nasa taas? Divorce. Ano pa? Divorce ulit. Ano tinuturo ng Lord sa divorce? Sinasabi niya dito, bakit kang nagtatanong yung mga tao, Lord, Jesus, bakit si Moses pinayagan yung divorce? Bakit ikaw parang, ano ka, off na off ka sa divorce? So, binanggit ni Jesus, sabi niya, alam niyo kung bakit pinayagan ni Moses yung divorce? Kasi ang tigas ng puso niyo. Binanggit po yun. Because your hearts are hardened. And then the rich and the kingdom of God. You see here? Alam natin yung story, di ba? Sabi ng rich man, paano pumunta sa langit? Paano ma-inherit yung kaharian? Yung eternal life? Sabi ng Panginoon, gawin mo lahat ng mga utos. Sabi ng rich man, nagawa ko lahat. Ah, ganun ba? Nagawa mo lahat. Okay, isa na lang. Ibenta mo lahat ng kayamanan mo. Ibenta mo lahat ng tinda mo. Ibenta mo lahat ng business mo. Lahat. Ibenta mo and give it all to the poor. Then come, follow me. Ano ginawa ng rich man? Tumalikod kay Jesus at malungkot ang kanyang mukha. You see here? Jesus is driving a point. And then, pagdating natin kay Luke, the parable of the persistent widow, who kumakatok siya dun sa pintuan ng judge. Please help me. I wanna get justice. Please, 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 please help me. So, nakita natin dito, sabi ng Panginoon, di ba, ikaw, yung judge, sabi niya, kahit hindi siya naniniwala sa Diyos, tatayo pa rin siya dahil sa kakulitan. Everybody say with me, kakulitan. Dahil sa kakulitan ng babae na ito, tatayo siya, ibibigay niya yung justice na hinahanap. But it's not about the kakulitan. It's not about the judge giving, no, po, whatever the widow persistent widow was asking him. But you know, ano nakita ni Jesus dun sa story? It's the faith. It's the faith of the persistent widow. Hindi kita papakawalan hanggat hindi ko nakukuha ang gusto ko. Di ba ganun yung mga bata? Believing na ano? Nandun sa judge yung gusto niya, yung hinihingi niya. Believing na hawak nung judge yung justice. Kaya the persistent widow kept on coming back and knocking on the door, banging the door, please give me the justice, it's in your hand. Jesus is driving a point. Unless you become like her. And then, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Parable po ito. Dalawang tao nagpunta sa church. Isang Fariseo at isang maniningil ng buwis. Maghanda po kayo, malapit na ang reporting sa BIR. Okay. Pero sabi doon yung Fariseo, mataas ang noo, at talagang proud the proud and saying to the Lord, what did I did and what did I give you? What did I give you? And everything. Pero yung tax collector, ginagano yung dibdib. Sinusuntok yung dibdib. Hindi makaharap sa Diyos. Kitang-kita niya ang kanyang pagkasala sa Panginoon. Kitang-kita niya ang kanyang karumihan sa Panginoon. Tigib ang kanyang pananalangin. And Jesus said, this man, his prayer was more honorable or given honor by God because of his truthfulness and humility. Jesus was driving a point, becoming like this. And then the rich man and the kingdom of God. Whew! Do you see this? Kung tayo lamang po ay sasalita natin, what are the characteristics of children? Ang dami nating pwedeng sabihin at isasama natin ang mga characteristics natin at ang characteristics ng ating mga anak. But here, Jesus showed to us from the context of the story, and now we can summarize 4 things. What are the characteristics of the children becoming like these little children? Number one is the innocence. No corruption. No hardness. Amen? No issues. Can we take a look at this video? Very short clip. And let's take a look at the innocence of this little one. Little child.
I'm so proud of you.
You are?
Yeah.
For what? What did I do?
Clean my room. You're so nice.
You're the best, buddy.
I'm so proud of you. Why? Diba sabi ng bata sa kanyang mommy? I'm so proud of you. Why? You clean my room. You're so nice. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, you're so nice. You're so nice. You're so nice. Diba? Sarap panoorin niya. Paulit-ulit ko po yung pinapanood. I'm so proud of you. Kaya bang sabihin yan? Kaya bang sabihin yan ng isang tao na punong-puno ng inggit? Punong-puno ng sarili? Of course not. Yung makakapagsabi lang nito na, you're so nice! I'm so proud of you! He celebrates you. At sa panahon ngayon, kulang na tayo doon, kapusa tayo, that even parents cannot release the words of being, wow, anak, I'm so proud of you. Meron pa bang ganun? And being like this guy, little one, the innocence that can appreciate, that can see wonderful things. Alam niyo po, itong Valentine's Day, lagi naman ako binibigyan ng flowers si Pastor Al. Na po. Pero ako po'y fascinated talaga sa bulaklak. Hindi naman po ako nag-aaral ng mga scientific name ng mga bulaklak. Pero ewan ko ba, talaga pong my heart really po melts when I see flowers. Talaga pong tinitignan ko, inaamoy ko. Talagang wow, so wonderful. And deep inside me, well, thank you, Lord, for creating flowers. And sabi ni Lord, because I want to see you smile and smiling. Unless we become like this little one, na innocent, walang issue, walang takot, walang pretension. And then the second is yun, humility. Sabi na ng Lord eh. The tax collector's humble posture was honored by the Lord. Humbleness, humility. Humility is not saying, po, opo, sorry na po, hindi na po mauulit. But humility is putting yourself in the right place and looking that there is up someone there who is God, na dapat yung allegiance mo sa Kanya, yung word Niya magde-define sa'yo, yung path Niya magde-direct sa'yo, yung kalooban Niya ang sasakop sa'yo, and that makes you humble. Next is faith. Sorry, nagkamali ako doon. Faith muna pala, and then humility. Faith is the widow's persistence because she believes in justice. And nakanito daw po yung justice? It's in the hands of the Lord. It's in the hands of the Lord. Ibig sabihin, I believe in you, Lord. I believe in your way. I believe in your will. Nandoon ang pagpapasakop niya, ang pagtitiwala niya sa Panginoon. It allows us to believe that God has a better way and a better plan than all our plans and ways. And last is dependence. Saan natin ito makikita? Hindi ito, nabase ito ng rich young man, ruler. Sabi nung, may nabase siya dun eh, sabi ng Panginoon, o, nagawa mo na ba lahat? O, sige, benta mo lahat yan at itulong mo sa lahat sa mga mahihirap, ibigay mo sa mahihirap ang lahat na pinagbentahan mo, and then come, follow me. And I will give you treasures of heaven. Hanapin niyo po yan dyan. It's written. And I will give you treasures of heaven. Marami po sa atin natatakot sumunod sa Panginoon kasi iniisip nila, sasabihan sila ng ganito ni Lord. We do not universalize. Ay, yung ginawa ni Jesus sa rich young man ruler, naku, baka sabihin din niya yun. Yung girlfriend ko, isuko ko. Yung kayamanan ko, ipamigay ko na sa mahihirap. Naku, napakahirap sumunod. That's universalizing. Kaya katakot. Pero this account really, no, it happened tulpo between Jesus and the rich young man ruler. Pero, di natin sasabihin sa lahat ng mayayaman, iuutos yun ni Lord. Hindi po. Pero, we do not trivialize. Ano ibig sabihin? Ah, hindi ako excuse. Kasi baka pwedeng isang araw kausapin ka ni Lord. At kung gusto mong sumunod sa Kanya, iwanan mong lahat. Kagaya ng preaching last 2 weeks ago, the cost of following Jesus. Pero babalik lang tayo dun sa kwento, unless you become like this, not the rich young man ruler. Sabi dun, benta mo lahat, itulong mo sa mahirap, then come follow me. And I will give you treasures of heaven. Na-miss niya yun. Na-miss niya yung treasures of heaven. Bakit? Tanungin niyo po ako, bakit? Punong-puno siya ng treasures of earth. Tama ba? Sobrang laki ng pera niya. Sobrang dami niya gustong gawin sa mundo. Gusto niya i-add on lang niya, maging sigurado lang siya na pupunta siya sa langit with all his wealth, with all his wants, with all his ways. he is not truly dependent, surrendered to the Lord. Kaya Jesus is driving a point here, and now, no, no, nakita niya, ito na yung mga bata, these little children became, really, the story became a strong illustration of what Jesus would really want us to know, that there is a kingdom of heaven, and the way to the kingdom of heaven reflects on your surrender, on your dependence on God. Amen. Amen. So mga kapatid, our allegiance should be on the Lord. And these four characteristics show na po becoming a child like Him, unto Him. So, tingnan po natin ang ating mga sarili. Do we have this innocence? No issues. No offenses and no defenses and no presumptuousness. Do we have faith like the persistent widow? Do we have humility like that of the tax collector's posture in praying? And do we have total dependence on the Lord? Unlike the tax collector. So we all see here the context. And if we have such characteristics like these little children, then we can see the glory of the Lord each day. In closing, I want us to see this video, a very short one also. And let us just take a look at the innocence of this child with his mother. So let's watch this.
We get upset, we get mad, we cry.
That's emotions, Mama. Today, you did not make it, no choice. So, you hit me soon, but not going outside, so that's why I didn't want to make this a small choice. You know, Aaliyah, I couldn't go outside, so I was still a little sad.
Yeah, but that was a consequence.
But after I was a little sad, I was a little bit upset.
More than a little upset? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all get upset sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't get what we want all the time.
Uh-huh. Mama also don't. Papa also don't. But it's hard for babies to do that. Those still babies, they don't understand that you have to not do that. You know, Aria? Mm-hmm. Baby dropped the plate, and Papa got angry with her, and I told Papa to stop breathe slow and make a small choice for Papa.
Then did he do it?
Yeah, but earlier I chose to be a tiny bit mad, but after a while I was okay.
You were okay? Mm-hmm. Life is like that. We get upset. We get mad, we cry.
That's emotions, Mama.
That's emotions, I know. And then, we feel better after we cry.
Yep. She do, even when you're upset or angry.
Mm-hmm.
Always different kinds of feelings. Even though when you're scared.
Mm-hmm. That's another emotion.
Yeah, a different kind of emotion. Mm-hmm. No, I was wrong. Today, I had a out and do my emotions.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is today.
It's okay.
But it
we're learning. You're
but
learning
when,
also.
Even though when I was that mad, you still love me that so much?
Of course. Always.
Yeah, I love you too.
Even we do something bad, sometimes, or most of the time, and then we ask God, do you still love us, God? Do you still love me, Lord? Ano sagot ni Lord? Yeah. I still love you. And when we hear the words, yeah, I still love you, and then, ano daw sagot natin? Ano daw sagot natin? Ayan, hindi na natin masabi. Kasi ano, matanda na tayo. Pambata lang, I love you, I love you. But unless you become like a little child, with no pretension, with no fear of being rejected, with no fear of being, alam niyo po yun, sometimes talaga, no, mapapagod ka eh. Pero God still cares and God still loves us. Pero ang sabi doon, how do we respond then to the Lord? Can we say to the Lord, I love you too, Lord. I love you too, Daddy God. Minsan po, after ng isang evangelistic preaching, actually, it is an evangelistic crusade with D.L. Moody, isang magaling na revivalist sa Amerika. And bago siya maging revivalist, ay tagabilang muna po siya ng mga attendees. Kagaya ni JV, binibilang po kayo. Kaya JV, get ready. Kasi si D.L. Moody nagsimula sa pagbibilang ng congregation up until he became a great revivalist. So sabi ni D.L. Moody, nag-report siya sa church and sabi niya, wow, we had 2.5 conversions today. Meron daw pong 2.5 na tumanggap sa Panginoon ngayon. Sabi nung kanyang kasama, naku naman, ano ibig mong sasabihin dun sa 2.5? Ah, alam ko na, 2 adults at 1 child. Sabi ni D.L. Moody, no, I mean 2.5, I mean 2 children and 1 adult. Why? The children can give their whole lives to God, but an adult has only 1/2 a life left to give. Is there a child here who can give your whole life to God? The child to be, today we journey into becoming a certain kind. And sana, wherever we are, whenever we see little children, we bring them to Jesus. We point them to the Lord. We include them. We pray for them. We train them. We uphold them always. We include them in our budget. We include them with all our efforts and energy. Not only the bringing of little children to the Lord, but we also learn today to become a certain kind disciple, I need to be first a little child to Him. Amen. Amen. Let us all bow our heads and just close your eyes. And as we sing this song, this children's song, let us be reminded of our calling as parents and disciple makers, as adult people, to bring the little children to the Lord. But most especially, we too learn to become little ones to Him.